Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahi r-Rahman ar-Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salat upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To give you an idea of how great of an act this is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has reported to have said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created an angel who is appointed at my grave. And the job of this angel is to listen to the durood of any person around the world who recites it and present it to me. Not only just present it to me, but also present that individual's name along with the name of that individual's father. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created an angel and given so much power and strength to this angel that at any given moment, if from any corner of the world, anybody recites durood, this angel has the power to hear it. And not only does he hear it, the level of the extent of his knowledge is that he knows the name of this man. Not only just not his name, but also the name of his father. And he presents that into the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni channel, you have to put your thinking caps on and think about the fact that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can provide an angel with such power that at any given moment he can listen to the whole world reciting something, then how can the best of creation, the master of the angels, the master of the anbiya, the imam al-rusul, how can he be deprived of this blessing? How can an angel, how can a servant have more power and ability than the master? Undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thousands, million, billion, bigger numbers than that in terms of power and ability than the angels. The power of the angels do not match the power of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should try to make our habit of reciting as much salutations as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, The Lives of the Anbiya, The Life of the Prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam, in which we look at the lives, we look at the biographies, we look at the significant events, we look at those points in history which changed the face of modernism, and all of these which happened in the life of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And during our journey, we have covered a lot of Anbiya. We have covered Sayyidina Adam, we have covered Sayyidina Sheith, we have covered Sayyidina Idris, we have covered Sayyidina Nuh, we have covered Sayyidina Ibrahim. And like this, our journey is still going forward. And today we're going to talk about the beloved of Ibrahim, the son of Ibrahim, the one who was not hesitant to sacrifice his life, the one who was not hesitant to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who put the command of Allah and he put the tawakkul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before everything. It is none other than Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, who was the elder child of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam in 6 different chapters. Many portions from each chapter have some sort of mention of Prophet Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. After arriving in the Holy Land, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, when Prophet Ibrahim migrated to Al-Makkah al-Mukarramah, he supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following way. He said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, that O Allah, O my Rabb, bestow upon me righteousness, bestow upon me righteous offsprings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his prayer, and Allah ta'ala granted him the glad tiding. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, fabashsharnahu bi ghulamin halim. Translation from Kanzul Iman, we henceforth gave him the glad tiding of an intellectual, of an intelligent boy. After some time, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam married Sayyidatuna Hajira radiallahu anha. It was through the marriage of Sayyidatuna Hajira radiallahu anha that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Ibrahim the ni'mah, the blessing of Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. Regarding the name of Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, it has been narrated that after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam would pray, he would make prayer, he would say, Ismail, you separate, if you break the words, it's Isma'il. And this means, oh Allah, oh my Lord, please answer my supplication. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the supplication of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he resolved to naming his child Isma'il, because that is what he would pray at the end of each prayer, Isma'il, that, oh Allah, hear my prayers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted it, and he ended up naming his child Isma'il. There is no dispute in relation to who the elder child of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was. Even the people of the book and other people who believe in Isma'il alayhi salam, they agree upon the fact that he is the elder child of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Similarly, Isma'il alayhi salam has excellent attributes. A few of those which have been mentioned in the Quran, it has been said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. And remember Ismail in the book. He was indeed true in promise and was a messenger, a conveyor of the unseen news, meaning a prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, he gathered him amongst the other amazing individuals. For example, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and remember Ismail and Al-Yasa and Dhul-Kifl, and they are all excellent. He was also very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of his obedience, his actions, his patience, his steadfastness. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيَّ, and he was pleasing to his Lord. And he was in the highest category of those who were patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anbiya, and remember Ismail and Idris and Dhul-Kifl, all of them were from the patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted these individuals the highest level of sabr. When Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was young, he and his mother Hajira radiallahu anha were left in the lands of the Haram by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, as this was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know with these blessed personalities that whenever the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would come, they would be very quick to answer it, they would be very quick to fulfill it, they would not lack, they would not slack in any of this. And this is why they have been given such great ranks as well. But when Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was there, there was a shortage of water, meaning Sayyidina Hajira radiallahu anha, she became restless due to the fact that her child Ismail was thirsty and there was no water present. So she decided to head towards the hill of Safa and ascending it to look for any human present in the valley. She came to Marwa, and like this she did 7 rounds, which is also known as Sa'i. And this action was so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that those people who perform Umrah, it has become a part of the pilgrimage, that your pilgrimage is not complete unless you do Sa'i, unless you run in between these two mountains. So what happened was, on the last round she heard a bang and she said, who is there? And she heard another bang and she says that, if somebody is there, please come to my help. And she sees that there is an angel present there, and the angel with his heel, or the angel with his wing, creates a hole through which the water, the pure fresh water. Look at the miracle of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mother is from the awliya, and they are present in a place where there is no water for miles. They are present in the desert. Yet when the intensity of thirst overtook the body of Ismail alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent angels to come upon this earth and make water come out of lands which had not seen waters for a very long time. And it has been stated that there was water, so much water coming out, that she said Zamzam. Zamzam literally means stop. That if she had not said Zamzam, then there would have been so much water that it might have flooded the whole area. And subhanallah azza wa jal, due to the blessing of Zamzam, it has been stated that when a person drinks Zamzam, with whatever intention he drinks Zamzam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills that intention of his. For example, if you are ill, if you are going through problems, if you are going through difficulties, if you have some internal or external illnesses or diseases, if you drink Zamzam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you shifa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the opportunity to visit the blessed lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah and perform Umrah and partake in this blessed sunnah of Sayyidina Hajira radiallahu anha. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to drink Zamzam to the extent that our stomachs are full. Look, my dear viewers of Madni channel, there's something which is in connection, which is linked to the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look how much barakah it holds. Look how much blessing it holds. People, they will go to Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah, they will drink Zamzam, they will fill their stomachs up with it. But when it comes to the other tabarrukat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to the other holy sites and relics of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they tend to cheat in that. Ask yourself, if a water has the ability to cure you, if a water has the ability to protect you from humiliation, if a water, if you pour in your eyes, you strengthen your eyesight, it is just a water, but because it has come in contact with the Prophet, Allah Ta'ala has granted it these extraordinary abilities. In the same way, those places which come in contact with the pious, those locations which come in contact with the pious, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also makes them mutabarrik as well. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam was fulfilling the dream of his father Ibrahim alayhi salam, and somebody might raise a question and say that Ibrahim alayhi salam had a dream that he slaughtered his child Ismail, but Ismail was not slaughtered, so this dream is false. But dear brother, the misconception you are having here is, in the dream of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he did not fully slaughter Ismail. What he did was he ran the knife over the neck of Ismail, which he did in reality as well. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the power of cutting from that knife. So nobody can make the objection that the dream of Ibrahim, the dream of a Nabi of Allah was not accepted, was not a reality. When in fact, if you study it authentically and in great detail, you will come to know that whatever the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam witness, whether it is in a state of awakefulness, whether it is in a state of dream, that is indeed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu was-salam was incredibly handsome. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him a lot of talent, and he was very intellectual, he was a very intelligent young man. And witnessing his prayer, the Jurhum arranged his marriage to a woman from their tribe. Not long after, his noble mother, Sayyidina Hajira radiallahu anha, also passed away from this temporary world. Once Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came to Makkah, and he did not find Ismail alayhi salam at home. He, Ibrahim alayhi salam, asked the wife of Ismail that, where is Ismail? And she replied, he has gone out to earn for us. Therefore, he asked her about the financial conditions. As a result, she complained saying, we are living in a miserable state, suffering in poverty and hardship. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then said, when he, Ismail, returns, convey my greetings and give him this message. Change the threshold of your house. When Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam returned home, he sensed a familiar fragrance and asked his wife, did someone visit us? And his wife replied, an elderly man came and visited us. He asked me about you. I told him about you. And he then asked for our financial conditions. And I told him that we are living a miserable life. Then he said that I have to convey a piece of advice to you. And Prophet Ismail said, what is that advice? And Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was told that his father said that he has to change the threshold of his house. Upon which Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam understood the fact that his blessed father is referring to his wife, that this wife is not good for him. Upon which Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he separated from his wife. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Once when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came to Makkah, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was repairing his arrow, sitting near the Zamzam well. Upon seeing his father, Sayyidina Ibrahim, he stood in reverence and they embraced one another. Thereafter, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to his son, O Ismail, Allah Almighty has commanded me to fulfill a task. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam humbly asked, what you have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was asked by his father, will you help me in this? Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam replied, O my father, you will find me helpful. I will help you in this. Through which Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told his child that we are going to construct the holy Kaaba. We are going to make the foundations of the Kaaba. We are going to build it up. And as we spoke previously, that some of the bounties, some of the great things that happened was he was given two stones which came from heaven and they were white and they had light in them. But afterwards, those two stones lost their light. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, that if the Hajar al-Aswad had not become black, then it would have been so luminous that it would have illuminated everything from the east to the west. And Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used to stand on a certain rock which would elevate and take him to the roof of the Kaaba, where he would place the bricks. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, once he had constructed the holy Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him with pilgrimage. And from there, the concept of Hajj, the concept of pilgrimage, it is also known as the ritual of Ibrahim, the pilgrimage of Ibrahim, that every year millions of Muslims, they travel to the blessed lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and after they go to Al-Madinah al-Munawwarah to partake in the pilgrimage, in the Hajj. And Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stated that a person who performs Hajj, he is free from sins just like a newborn baby has come out of his mother, meaning a newborn baby has no sins upon him. In the same way, a person who performs Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all of his sins as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to follow the footsteps of Ismail alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who learn about the lives of the Anbiya and follow them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive any mistakes that have been made. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.